Dean Arthur Schwartz Miller has been called the nation's most prolific child molester. Police in San Jose, California came to that conclusion after they read his diaries. Schwartz Miller is a 64-year-old drywall contractor, and he likes to write. The stories he's told could send him to prison for a very long time. Yesterday, Schwartz Miller made a brief court appearance, and NPR's Richard Gonzalez was there.
Dean Arthur Schwartz Miller appeared disheveled but otherwise jovial as he smiled and whispered into his attorney's ear. Schwartz Miller faces 7 counts of molesting 2 12-year-old cousins. After a brief hearing in a San Jose courtroom, his public defender, Melinda Hall, says she needs more time to examine the evidence and hopes to move Schwartz Miller's case to another county.
Definitely considering a change of venue.
Why exactly?
Because of the press that this case is getting, it would be very difficult for him to receive a fair trial.
Santa Clara County prosecutors are also worried about pretrial publicity. It started right after San Jose police arrested Schwartz Miller last month and revealed a staggering find. 7 spiral-bound notebooks listing more than 30,000 sex acts with young boys. Police believe some of the incidents were real, while others were imagined. They also say they found a lengthy memoir in which Schwartz Miller writes in detail about his 30 years as a child molester. But prosecutor Stephen Fine says there's still a lot for authorities to process.
We're still going through stuff. We're still providing stuff to the defense. Everybody's trying to be very thorough. And this is not unusual to have this sort of delay in a case like this, a case this complex.
Investigators are piecing together a timeline of sexual assaults that date back to 1970, when Schwartz Miller first confessed to molesting a 16-year-old boy in Alaska. In a pattern that would repeat itself over the years, Schwartz Miller received a suspended sentence and eventually jumped probation. He wandered through the western states, befriending families, molesting boys, and otherwise evading the law by using a series of aliases. In the mid-70s, Schwartz Miller was in a small Idaho town passing himself off as Doc Lewis. The locals assumed he was a psychologist or a psychiatrist, says James Keevan, who helped Schwartz Miller coach a boys' football team.
I mean, I always considered myself as a redneck, and I figured you could spot a pervert a mile away, and this guy just moved right in and didn't nobody even know nothing. Didn't even suspect anything.
But then Schwartz Miller was charged with molesting an Idaho boy. He fled to Brazil, where he lived for a while and learned Portuguese. Eventually, he was caught and extradited back to Idaho. Schwartz Miller was tried, convicted, and sentenced to 8 years in prison. But after just 2 years, his conviction was overturned and Schwartz Miller was free. He molested another child. Schwartz Miller was caught, tried, and convicted a second time. This time he spent 6 years in prison, where he schooled himself in the law and became an advocate for other prisoners. James Keevan, his old friend from Idaho, says Schwartz Miller was persuasive.
He was teaching this other guy about teaching him Portuguese, and they were writing letters back and forth in Portuguese and driving the jailers nuts because they couldn't tell what they were writing. And so even across the aisles and through the bars, he could influence somebody.
Steve Clark, a former Santa Clara County prosecutor who is familiar with the case, likens Schwartz Miller to an infamous villain.
Schwartz Miller is really, you know, could be considered the Hannibal Lecter of the child molesters. I mean, he's all outward appearances, seems like a nice person, and gives gifts, things like that, genuinely seems interested in people, and then all of a sudden he's got this side of him that the whole reason he's doing that is for the purpose of harming young boys.
In spite of his history, Schwartz Miller never once registered as a sex offender, allowing him to move around from town to town without raising local concerns. But as San Jose Police Lieutenant Scott Cornfield puts it, this time we've got him. He's not going anywhere. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.